The next case for argument is 18-1071, In Re Baxter. You all are being very efficient in changing the guard here. We appreciate it.
We're working on it, Your Honor. May I proceed?
Yes, please.
May it please the Court, this is an appeal from a PTAB decision finding Baxter's 092 application claims ineligible for patent protection under Section 101. The 092 application generally focuses on automating steps in preparing prescription medication with the goal of getting the right medication to the right, prepared the right way to the right person at the right time. Accuracy and efficiency are critical here because mistakes and delay can result in patient death. Like the claims that this Court found patent eligible in the Fales, Macro, Core Wireless, and Training Technology cases, the 092 application claims recite a specific technological improvement over prior systems.
But unlike Fales, this case, you know, for example, the workstations, you're trying to claim on appeal that there's some sort of specialty thing, but I thought that the patent pretty clearly stated these are prior art workstations, that they can be adaptive for a particular purpose, such as to include automated pill counters, automated syringe preparation. I mean, it seems like, unlike Thales, which involved a new and different combination of sensors, this seems like it's just a combination of prior art technology.
Your Honor, I believe you're looking at it was Appendix 49, where it describes in the specification what the claimed automated workstations are. And you're right, they're automated pill counters. They can include automated syringe preparation stations and automated IV compounding stations, which Baxter respectfully submit are not generic computer components. These are
not generic computer components, but they're generic prior art stations. All of these things existed in the prior art in this field. There's nothing inventive about them.
In this application, we did not claim to invent the actual workstations.
No, in fact, the application says they're prior art, right? That these are your typical prior art workstations.
Not typical, but they are prior art, meaning they were known. So I wouldn't say they're conventional, or that they were used, or that everyone had them. In fact, if we look at the board's 103 obviousness conclusion, where they found the claimed combination of structure and function.
So the workstation can't be the inventive concept that takes you outside of Alice, because the workstation in this case is admittedly a prior art used workstation.
Your Honor, the evolution of the automated workstation is, yes, it was revolutionary to have the automated workstations, the syringe compounder, or the syringe compounders, the IV prep stations. Then the question became, in the evolution of the technology, how do you fit them in and integrate them into a pharmacy that was typically driven by paper process? Printed prescription labels. How do you walk into a tangible physical room that had automated workstations and that had manual workstations that were driven on a separate system, driven on paper where they could be lost or they could be destroyed, and then you would lose work product and potentially hurt somebody? How do you make this all play nice? How do you integrate the manual paper-driven workstations and the automated workstations so you don't have duplicative tasks, duplicative work? How do you put it all together in one place so that you can further integrate it into inventory systems and take steps that were not being done before, for example, priority, inventory, and tracking? How do you make that all work together so then you can add efficiency to the system that wasn't there? And that's really what we're focusing on for the invention. Additionally, for steps for claims 2, 3, and 32, after we determine that the automated or that the prescription dose is being sent to a manual workstation, we're then selecting the specific instructions on how to prepare that dose and sending it to the automated work or the manual workstation.
It could have been done manually. It may have not been terribly efficient, but all of that could be done manually, correct?
Aspects of that could have been done manually. So with the paper-driven process, there was human error. And by automating the assignment, the centralized assignment and management, we are eliminating human error that could not have been removed before.
So you think in our case law, when we say this could have been done pen and pencil manually, that doesn't include things which you were telling us there could be errors in a manual accomplishment of something that are fixed by the computer. So that would be sufficient to say that it's not an abstract idea and it's patentable subject matter?
Your Honor, what we're saying is that it couldn't have been done before because of, at least in part because of the human error, and that in and of itself is solving a very specific problem that was part of the computerized or basically integration of automated workstations into a pharmacy. And consistent with this case, this court's decision.
Unless I'm mistaken, it just sounds like you just automated something to make it more accurate as opposed to manually. It seems the Chief Judge asked the same question, I guess, that I have, which is, how isn't that already precluded by our case law, which says simply automating something that can be done manually isn't sufficient?
Your Honor, again, we still have a human error aspect of it, which we can't remove. Humans are not capable of preventing human error. That's not something that we can...
That would be true of everything you say. It could be done with pencil and paper. It might not be as efficient. You could eliminate the human error in doing something manually by taking it much slower. So that's the distinction. I mean, you could say that about every automation of every function. Because in theory, it does avoid what might necessarily be some examples of human error. I don't understand. Is there any case where we've sort of taken that out and saying that's efficient? The elimination of human error because we think statistically the computer does this better than humans, faster?
Your Honor, so in Bancorp case 687 F3rd at 1266, the court held that, you know, prior to the information age, a computer did not describe a device. It was a job title. By its nature, the device can do anything that the person did manually, but it does it faster and more efficient. And then there are certain instances, for example, in this case in Thales, there were people, computers, and they made a movie about it, Hidden Figures, that literally sat in a room, calculated sending, astronauts in space. For Thales, where we're dealing in F-35, what mattered and why, at least my understanding of why the court found this to be not an abstract idea, was that it allowed the computer to do something more accurately and that it was in a time-constrained situation. So determining the position of a moving F-35, doing that accurately was important, and you needed close, real-time, accurate results. It would be less efficient or less of an invention if 3 weeks later we came back and said your F-35 was at this position 3 weeks ago. It may not be as helpful. Accuracy also matters, for example, in this case, the court's case in Trading Technologies, where the graphic user interface was determined that it at a more accurate price. And so there are certain...
I know Judge Moore already asked you about Thales, but Thales specifically, repeatedly, refers to the lack of conventionality in the claimed arrangement.
The parts were all conventional, but they were in a different place. So the inertial sensors in Thales.
But yours doesn't do that. You're not saying that this is an unconventional arrangement of all these prior art equipment. All you're doing is automating it to provide, as you say, greater accuracy. But haven't we repeatedly held that just because a computer can enable something to be done faster, better, quicker, or even for some abstract ideas at all, isn't enough to make it patent eligible?
I've seen cases both ways, Your Honor, where, for example, in OIP, I believe it does say using...
So can you give me an example of a case where we've said, here is an abstract idea, and it's going to be run on conventional computer or otherwise equipment, and it's patent eligible because it couldn't have been done without a computer.
Couldn't have been done. None are coming to mind right now, Your Honor. Perhaps I can address a rebuttal.
I mean, an example where an abstract idea is done on a routine arrangement of devices and it works better that we've said it's eligible.
So, Your Honor, if we're out of the...
I don't think Thales says that.
Okay, no, Your Honor, if we're talking about, if the court determines that I'm dealing with an abstract idea and your question was using it on a computer or a different arrangement makes it better, that would seem to align with the Bascom case where the filtering on the internet, the servers, they were all conventional, it known, And here, moving the filtering...
BASCOM was, again, an unconventional arrangement of the way that process worked.
It was moving...
It wasn't just automating a conventional process. It was an unconventional way of approaching that issue.
Okay. I would agree with that. Your Honor, I don't think we're dealing with a situation where we have conventional equipment arranged in a conventional way in the pharmacy.
I don't understand what you're saying. I thought you conceded about 5 minutes ago that all the equipment here is prior art equipment, that you didn't invent anything new.
In this application, I conceded that, yes, the equipment was known, but that doesn't mean it was rate. That's conventionally how it was used in the pharmacy.
Okay. Why don't we hear from the other side, and we'll save your rest of your time.
Certainly, Your Honor. Thank you.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. Applying the two-step framework of Alice, the Board and the examiner correctly determined that Baxter's claims, which are essentially running a pharmacy that's been automated, are patent ineligible under Section 101. As this Court has asked my friend on the other side, there is nothing here besides the abstract idea of receiving and managing dose order preparations and the generic computer implementation of that abstract idea.
If the workstation were a whole new device, this could be a different situation, right?
That's correct. If their ordered combination of steps somehow improved the actual technology that was underlying the invention and their specification, their claims explain that, then perhaps, yes, perhaps Baxter could have had an application that was patent eligible.
But just using a computer or an otherwise prior art device to simply make something quicker or more accurate, we've consistently held that's not eligible, right?
That's correct. That's simply the case. And if there are no further questions, I'll yield the rest of my time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors.
Sir, you're up again.
That was fast, Your Honor. May I proceed?
Please.
So, Your Honor, I think that perhaps maybe a point of clarification. We're talking about devices that were known previously in the art. So, for example, the automated compounding stations. Their use was not necessarily conventional. Is it the court's position that anything known in the prior art is conventional and generic and therefore not eligible for patent subject matter, the inclusion of it?
Are you asking us questions?
Well, no.
That's not the way it works.
No, I guess it's more rhetorical. So, Your Honor, you know, under Berkheimer, the court found that just because something was known in the prior art, a reference in the prior art, doesn't mean that it was conventional, well-known, and routine. And in this case, they used the combination of the automated pharmacy equipment with the specific steps claimed.
Our cases did say, to answer your question, that you can't use the abstract idea to make something that was otherwise conventional non-conventional. In other words, yeah, everybody else used it for 1,000 other things, but we are using it with this abstract idea, and that's what makes it non-conventional. I think our case law indicates that we don't agree with that. Do you have any cases that say otherwise? That the application of a conventional function on an abstract idea makes it non-conventional?
So again, Your Honor, for Alice Step 2, and we're going back to BASCOM, where, again, filtering was known, the servers were known, the equipment was known. Again, it was just moving it in a different location, moving the filtering, so changing one aspect of the functionality and moving it from the local computer to an Internet service provider server. That was determined to add an inventive concept under Alice Step 2, which allowed it to be patent eligible. Here, Your Honor, even if the court determines that on Alice Step 1, that the 092 application claims recite an abstract idea, we would respectfully submit that sufficient inventive concept under Alice Step 2 that would at least allow us to, under BASCOM or court's decisions in Amdocs, that would allow us to obtain patent eligibility for the 019 application claims. For Amdocs, for example, there was a limitation that was enhancing a record that allowed that the court determined to be eligible or to provide an inventive concept sufficient for patent eligibility. Here, looking at claims 2, 3, and 32 of the 092 application, we are enhancing a dose order record by associating a specific dose set of instructions for the manual workstation to prepare. And so again, we're enhancing the dose order, which at least under the court's, at least parallel to the court's decision in Amdocs, would allow us to obtain patent eligibility for an inventive concept under Alice Step 2. Similarly, for BASCOM, even if all of our elements or the structure and function known in the 092 application, like BASCOM, we move the filtering limitation from after the label printer to before the label printer, handle it electronically instead of paper, which, again, we would respectfully submit would allow for patent eligibility.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you. We thank both sides, and the case is submitted.